to order and open a public hearing on House Bill 3201. Ms. James, would you like to present the bill for us?
House Bill 3201A allows the Walla Walla River Irrigation District to petition the Water Resources Commission for approval of its map of water rights within the district. This process was available to all irrigation districts prior to 1992 that has not been available to newer districts such as the Walla Walla River District. This bill directs the district to pay the extra cost the Water Resources Department incurs for filing, examining, and certifying the petition. Depending upon the number and content of bills passed this session, the department may need to return to the emergency board for other funds expenditure limitation so they can actually use the funds they receive for that purpose.
Questions of the committee?
There is no general fund issues here at all. Okay.
This is what we call housekeeping.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to call Mr. Paul and Christina McNett forward. Good, Tom.
Yeah. Good morning, good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. You want to go first, or shall I go first?
Go ahead.
Our bill.
Your bill.
First, okay. For the record, my name is Christina McNitt, and I'm representing the Oregon Water Resources Congress, which is a trade association of irrigation districts and other water supply entities. House Bill 3201 was introduced at the request of Representative Jensen on behalf of the Water Resources Congress and is one of our three priority bills. What it's intended to do is reestablish the so-called 3111 mapping process for irrigation districts formed after July 1, 1994. This mapping process allows a district to petition the Resources Commission for approval of a map indicating the location and use of its water rights within any part of its district. The process was originally established in 1989 as an opportunity for water districts to establish a permanent record of where the water is actually used within a district. At that time, water rights transfer processes had not kept up with the actual activity on the ground as crops rotated from location to location year to year. Consequently, district and department records often did not match. Since passage of the 3111 mapping process, approximately 30 districts statewide have had their remapping petitions approved by the commission, but the enabling legislation expired in 1992. The Walla Walla River Irrigation District formed after 1992. In fact, they formed in 1994. Additionally, unlike other new districts, this district formed to combine over 500 different, distinct, individual water rights in order to aggregate in a way to meet ESA concerns on the Walla Walla and Columbia Rivers. Without being able to take advantage of some of the previous provisions granted through the 3111 process, the district has limited options to legally protect the ESA in-stream flows. The Water Resources Congress adopted and supported amendments in the House Water Committee to clearly specify that the qualifying district would pay the full freight of the costs of this process, and additionally limited the provisions to the Walla Walla River Irrigation District only. I would say that there's, in a way, kind of a companion bill that goes with this policy issue, and that's House Bill 2551, which sets up the process for the department to enter into financial relationships with a third party to actually transact some of this business. House Bill 3201 received a unanimous vote out of the House Water Committee with a due pass recommendation, had no opposition by other parties, and is supported by the Department of Water Resources. I understand it's here for some expenditure limitation on behalf of the department in the event that it passes. And also attached is some testimony from Brent Stevenson, who couldn't make it. He's from Milton Free Water, and he's the manager of the Walla Walla River Irrigation District.
Questions of Christina? Mr. Paul?
Hey, my name is Tom Paul, Oregon Water Resources Department, and we support 3201 as amended. It will enable us to work with the Walla Walla River Irrigation District, help them sort out the water rights of their users, with them working with their users jointly to do that. It does have the fiscal impact, as was stated, because of the other fund limitation which will be involved. All of the monies spent to process this will come from the district. We will receive those, and then we will need some way to spend those other fund dollars when they come in.
Thank you, Mr. Paul. Are there other irrigation districts in the state that will need this kind of clearance or authorization to do other districts map as well, or will this clean up?
Mr. Chair, at this point, the Walla Walla River Irrigation District is the only one that has shown any interest. Most of the other districts, if not nearly all of the other districts in the state, had the opportunity in the early 90s to apply for the 3111 remapping activity. A number of them did, and we're still processing some, but we have not received any inquiries or requests from other districts. There are only a handful of districts that have been formed after the 1992 cutoff date.
Questions from the committee? Representative Krieger.
Chair, on this little fact sheet you got, it talks about something I've noticed: every user whose right of record is to be altered, and do it by email. Are there people who are going to have their water rights altered who don't want them altered, who don't know they're going to be altered?
Mr. Chair, Representative Krieger, the 3111 process requires notification to all landowners whose water right will be altered or modified through this process. So it is a cooperative effort between the water right users and the district. There are actually a couple of different notices that are required. One early on, and then after we do our review, there's another notice where they are provided an opportunity to know what the proposed changes are.
Well, do you know if any of those proposed changes are being objected to by any of those people?
At this time, we have received nothing from Walla Walla Irrigation District. There's no filing because there's no process to do that. So notice has not gone out to the users. We have not received any inquiries of concern from any of those folks. There has been a lot of interest because of the ESA issues and what that district, along with another one, are facing. They're trying to find tools that they can use to avoid penalties under the Endangered Species Act. And this will help the district protect their users.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience who'd like to speak to this bill? No, we'll close the public hearing and open the work session on House Bill 3201A. Representative Morgan.
I move that House Bill 3201A be moved to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection to the motion? Motion carried. We need some carriers. Representative Johnson, would you like to carry this bill for us?
Sure, Mr. Chair.
And Senator Dix?
Sure.
Okay. We'll close the work session for House Bill 3201A. Open the work session for House Bill 3620A. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 3620A is before you today for reconsideration of the conceptual amendments that were adopted by the committee yesterday. Yesterday, the committee was concerned that on the first page of the bill, the definition of aquatic nuisance species was removed, and while a definition was provided in the third page in Section 3, Sub 11, that section was to be also sunset on December 31st, 2004. Having taken down your conceptual amendments to Legislative Council, I was informed that their intention was to delete the definition of aquatic nuisance species and not replace it, because that is the only place the term appears in statute. And so you don't need a definition for a term that appears nowhere else in the statute. I understand it's a cleanup from a bill that was worked last session, and for some reason the definition was left in statute. What reconsideration would do an adoption of just, I believe it was the A2 amendments, would leave that definition in there for purposes of the working group and what they are to accomplish, which is in section 3, sub 2D, talks about the degree to which open sea exchange and coastal exchange of ballast water decreases the risk of transporting aquatic indigenous, non-indigenous species into the waters of Earth.
Senator Dukes.
Yesterday, when we were talking about this, the three people lined up here sort of all looked at each other and said, oh, heavens, yes, we need a definition of this. I mean, we talk about aquatic non-indigenous species regularly. Well, some of us live that life, I guess. It's not a household term, but and we use it.
Not in my house.
Well, maybe actually it is in mine, but...
Well, and I do all the time.
And Graham salad, you know, you'll get to it.
That's a sign on. Mr. Chair...
I'm just saying that we use it in a variety of things. They're not Christmas carols, Representative Johnson, don't worry.
Thank you.
I mean, to get Lake Lytle cleaned up, we have to apply for money for an aquatic non-indigenous species removal.
Mr. Chair, Senator Dukes, again, I can just relate to you what legislative counsel told me, which is that the term is found nowhere else in statute except for the definition. And therefore, they do not like to leave definitions in statute that define no term that's used in statute.
I suppose that makes sense.
And I will let the committee know that I sat there while our counsel looked through the statute again and found no reference to aquatic nuisance species.
Well, Mr. Chair, then, though, what were they doing with aquatic nuisance species before?
Mr. Chair,
it's
Senator
been
Dukes,
in statute.
I believe it was in statute. It was a holdover from a similar bill last session that had a similar type of task force doing work, and they had mistakenly put the definition into statute but didn't remove it when they removed the rest of the language on the task force. So we are cleaning up for legislative counsel the statute.
Are we in work session?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that we reconsider the motion whereby House Bill 3620A was moved to full Ways and Means.
Heard the motion. Discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we move House Bill 3620A full Ways and Means with only the dash 2 amendments and not the conceptual amendment in it.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair,
I heard the motion. Is there discussion?
I just hope that, I mean, I trust everything staff says and everything LC says, but I know somebody came up to me after yesterday's meeting and said, we heard you caught an important mistake. And so it's like, we all use this term and we all talk about it, and yes, I was happy to see that it was...
Well, there's always the reconciliation bill.
Stuff, all kinds of other stuff.
And I guess we don't have anyone here to testify.
No, all those people who were nodding their heads yesterday aren't here today, of course.
They thought we'd done good work. But it must be defined someplace.
Mr. Chair.
Well, it only has to be defined if it's used in statute. And what we're hearing is that legislative counsel says it isn't used in statute. So I would assume that if we do entertain a bill at some time in the future that has that language in it, then it also will have to have the definition.
And it may be that it's in administrative rule.
That could be.
And that may be where we're using it. So.
Any more discussion?
Oh, shucks.
Is there objection?
We already have carriers. So that was
Mr. Chair, I just want to note for the record that I'm disappointed that I don't get the opportunity to carry a bill that carries invasive aquatic non-indigenous species.
Who's to carry the
bill? Oh, yeah. Krieger is.
I'm going to send it to Johnson.
But aren't I stuck with this and now it's not a good bill?
Yes.
I was teasing. I don't know if you wanted it. Oh, good. That's right.
We close the work session quickly for House Bill 3620 and open the
I guess we have to have a motion first to reconsider.
We're going to open the work session.
Open the work session on House Bill 2301A.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee reconsider the motion whereby House Bill 2301A was referred to full Ways and Means.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries. We'll stand at ease until we get our staff here. What we have here.
You have House Bill 2301-5. And the difference between this and the dash 4 is on page 5, section 11, subsection 2, that make the amendments to ORS 477.755, which is the insurance, repealing the insurance in section 9. No, this is the limits on the fund. Operative on July 1st, 2005.
Instead of June 30th, 2006?
Correct. So that the fund is not, the limits on the fund can go to $10 million, not $15 million for July of 2005.
Yeah, this simply clarifies what we did yesterday about how we're going to deal with the 2005 fire season. We are in work session, but I would, if there are other questions of the staff, begin with. I would like to ask Christina McNett and Ray Wilkinson to come forward, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Christina McNeigh, now representing the Oregon Small Woodlands Association, and I think Ms. Jordan explained the Dash 5 amendments perfectly, and it's just a different sort of way to look at it. It just makes different sections operative at a certain time, so we're not relying necessarily on legislative intent, which would bind a future legislative session, and it just spells it out statutorily. And we're supportive of the Dash 5 amendments.
Mr. Wilkinson.
Ray Wilkinson, Oregon Forest Industries Council. I would just agree with everything Christina just said. This is clear and unequivocal, and we support it and appreciate the committee's forbearance. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience, too. Questions of the presenters?
Ready for a motion?
All right. We're ready for a difficult one.
Mr. Chair, I move that we remove the dash fours and insert the dash fives into House Bill 2301 and move the bill as amended with the dash fives to full ways and means with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you for the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection to the motion? Motion carries.
We
did the amendment and the bill at the same time.
Right.
We don't do that.
Good.
Pardon?
Good to go.
Yeah. So you've got carriers.
I do.
Put the work session on House Bill 2301A. And Susan, do you know what we have scheduled for tomorrow? We do have
several bills.
And just so the committee knows what we're doing. We're trying to get through the bills that I think we might have agreement on. And we all know what's going on. And so I think it's prudent for us to get as much work done here as we can, as long as we can.
I'm not sure I know what's going on, but I don't disagree with what you said.
Well, we all hear rumors. I guess that's a better way to say it. And do we, what is the list of bills we had? Do you remember?
Senator Larson had the list.
I don't have the list. It's bills that you've already seen that have now reached all of them.
2899 is one of them.
2195 is the harvest tax bill.
Senate Bill 196, which is the hazardous waste fee bill.
Right.
2195, the timber tax bill.
And then the abandoned boat bill with the amendments that you'd
asked
for.
Abandoned vessels.
And 2899.
And the DSL mitigation banks bill, 2899. About those, Senator Dukes. House Bill 2899, House Bill 3628, House Bill 2195, and Senate Bill 196.
Thank you.
With that, we'll adjourn the committee meeting.